are recording.
Excellent. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our monthly meeting for the National Airport Authority Board. It is Wednesday, September 20, and I call this meeting of the board to order. Chris, roll please.
Chairman Woods.
Present.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
And Director Duquette.
Present.
Secretary Holland is absent this evening, as well as Vice Chair Law.
Okay, so we start with public input. The first public input pertains to tonight's agenda. Do we have any takers for public input as we get going here? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, but I don't know if this is the right time. My name is Brad Westgate. I'm with Lord of Weiner Bennett, National Referral to Amherst Street. And I sent two communications to Ms. Clancy for the board to consider on your agenda. Yes. So I should speak to them now or when you come up at that point.
So we've noted your communication, and your agenda item will be under new business, which will be coming up.
And I have a moment to talk to them about that.
Yes, right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, Greg, we're at public input. If you have anything regarding the agenda tonight.
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that brings us to minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of July 19, 2023. People will note that we skipped August. We took that month off.
So for the motion to approve the minutes of July 19, 2023.
So second. Okay. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. All those in favor of approving the NAA public minutes of July 19, 2023, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Aye. Okay, that sounds unanimous. Communications. We note that on September 5, I'm sorry. I skipped you, Dave. Forgive me.
That's fine. Give away.
Carry on.
Thank you for the approval of the June 2023, July 2023, and August 2023 financial statements subject to audit.
Actually, this clarification, the June numbers have already been approved, but we amended them. We had a late invoice come in for the fuel farm work, and so we actually, it was a May invoice, and it was $7,000, so what we basically did is reopen June's books, posted it to last year, because it would have screwed up the budget going forward. So so June's numbers are exactly as reported, only $7,000 more of an expense. But we still ended up with a surplus of $18,000 for the year. That is prior to the audit. So that's the June ones. August, September, not a lot of note. I just skip over July because it was just kind of looking at the two months together. We have less of a loss than we thought we were going to have, so I guess that's good. Some of that's timing, most of it's timing. So we're just going to continue, as we always do, to monitor this going forward. We're only 2 months into the fiscal year, and we're in the positive numbers, but with other activity or with other developments going on, it's probably going to change down the road. So we're keeping an eye on it. So I don't know if anybody has any questions specifically for some of the numbers, so I'll just simply make the motion to accept the financials for the amended financials for June and then the actual financials for July and August.
Second. Okay. Any further discussion on the financials for June, July, and August?
Oh, so, by the way, the balance sheet is still very strong.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the June, July, and August 2023 financial statements subject to audit, please say aye.
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 Okay. And that carries. Okay. Now we get communication.
Now it's your turn, Brad.
That comes up in a moment. So two communications, one on September 5, one on September 7. Weiner and Bennett LLP regarding 114 Perimeter Road, East 1509. We shall get to those in a few moments under new business reports. So I'm going to defer to Joe for the power report since he has better eyesight than I do.
Okay, so going into the traffic here, looks like month of August, month of July, both down 7% year over year. We were down, well, that's year to date, 7% year over year. We had some pretty great weather apparently in June and July. We were down 14% in operations in June, 15% in July. Improved a little bit, 9% down in August. So we're running, like I said, just about 7% overall for the year down in operations. So hopefully it'll be a nice, crisp, clear fall.
When we on fuel flow? Is that yet? Is that that?
We usually don't do a fuel flow report.
I noticed
this
not always a
but this is like this has its bot though, right?
Yeah. It's not usually the eyes. It's a so it's not
right.
It's more of a lagging indicator than it is in the other
thing. For jet, July, August, 35,000. 17 for July.
I'm just curious to just come back to us a little bit. Is this, the operations are down, but are they, but yet last time we checked this, the fuel flow was actually up a little bit.
It's not necessarily linear because the operations count touch and go, right?
Right.
What happens, which terribly affect fuel flow.
Right, that's true.
So you still get the other people still go, right? They don't, they're just leaving. They're just not staying in a pattern, clicking the operation.
Yeah, okay.
You did not have yet, so interestingly, January and February, we just looked at the numbers as the numbers work. Both in the 8,000, then you went double digits March, April, May, June, 10,000, 17, 16, 16,000, then July back to 8.
That's going back.
And then back up to 16 in August, so there's a through line somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you don't have that aerial tanker going yet.
Right.
Good
boss. Okay.
Okay,
so that brings us to the manager's report.
Okay, recent events, we've had none. We have an upcoming event this Saturday, the Wheels and Wings Festival. The weather's a little suspect right now in the forecast, but we believe that, well, we hope that it won't start raining until the afternoon. So we're still moving forward. I had a final meeting with the city officials this morning that are running this, the Parks and Recreation Department, and looks good. Unfortunately, the Army National Guard canceled their availability. They won't be able to join us this year. I do, however, have DART helicopter coming in. We will know tomorrow afternoon if Boston Med Flight is going to join us with the State Police helicopter. And a number of local-based aircraft, the Aerobatics Club, IAC 35 folks are going to join us, and a few other based aircraft. So it should be a good turnout. Hoping for the weather. Other items of interest, on August 1st, I met with FAA Engineering Services Group, with Nick Ippolito from Gale Associates, and we discussed the AWAS SAWS relocation project. This is the project to relocate the AWAS over to approximately near the Delta taxiway on the infield. This will facilitate the opportunity for development for the hangars over in the current location. FAA is moving forward with this project. It is a reimbursable project, which we've already discussed, where we will put the bill for this, and at some time in the future, we will be reimbursed by the FAA for this project. In the meantime, the city...
Sorry, to the state? The reimbursement comes from the state?
It's direct from the FAA. This one's not filed.
Through
the channeling act.
Okay. That'll take 8 months. Okay.
Where was I? The city of Nashua is basically putting the bill for this one until it's closed out, and then we'll get reimbursed, and we'll reimburse the city on this one. Because, as we know, we're getting spread thin by purchasing the lot on Pine Hill Road. On August 3rd, I met with Keel and Construction representatives to discuss building plans for an IA Aviation's new hangar in the Grafton area. They came in and they want to make sure that they're developing buildings that fit the character of the existing buildings at the airport, which I asked them not to. So,
well, not the ones near them anyway.
So they're going to, yeah, they're trying to make a really nice presentation with their new buildings over there. Good people. They have a lot of experience on the East Coast, working in airports all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. That's what their business is. August 23rd, in preparation for our upcoming Wheels and Wings, I met with Lauren Byers, Eric Menard, National Parks and Rec. I did that again today, where we talked about that. They do an awful lot of planning for this event. To be honest with you, they do most of it, all the coordination with all the city departments. So a big thumbs up and a thank you to them for coordinating this. They take care of all the parking outside the fence. Our role as the Airport Authority is mostly just the aviation portion of it. And that's what we do every day, so that's actually pretty easy. September 6th, Midwest Air Traffic Control and the National Airport Authority, we held our annual runway safety meeting with the FAA representatives. And as usual, we have no incursions at this airport. We had one excursion where somebody actually went off the runway. No damage to the aircraft, no injuries, so that's a good thing. The guy just ended up in the grass. We call that a hybrid landing. So that went well. We talked about, you know, safety moving forward and programs, and it was pretty much a pretty vanilla meeting like we have every year. So as long as you don't have incursions, which are when people inadvertently end up on a movement area without permission from ATC, that triggers an incursion. And we just don't have that happening here at Nashville. So that's a great thing, and they acknowledge that. We are in the process of wrapping up the closing for the purchase of the Pine Hill lot. For anybody that doesn't know, we've discussed this for the last probably 9 months now. This is the treed lot adjacent to the parking lot adjacent to the brick hangar. And it took quite a while to get this going. And we're finally, we've signed the closing documents, and we're waiting for the title company to wrap this up. And I think this should be wrapped up in probably the next week or two. So that's basically what I have for now. Do you have any questions?
Wheels and Wings. So a comment is, you know, like I was trekking down 111 heading toward Pepperell last weekend, and I noticed that the, you know, like, I believe it would be the police, or maybe Public Works, one of the two of them, had a nice big portable marquee right on the 111 advertising Wheels and Wheels.
I saw that.
So that was, I was happy to see that.
Yeah.
That was nice.
And let's see. And that was Matt LeBlanc that put that together for us.
Yeah, Concord just had theirs, and that was on TV last night.
Actually, I was going to ask about that. Do you know if we're going to get any media coverage?
We don't have any planned media coverage. They tend to, people come from the Telegraph every year.
Mm-hmm. We reach out to MUR and make sure that they're here too. They're at Concord.
I didn't, was okay. The question, but okay. I can call them when I leave here tonight.
Okay. Any other questions for Chris this evening? Okay, thank you. That brings us to engineer's report.
Good evening, everyone. For the recording, Nick Ippolito from Gale Associates. Gale is administering the following projects on behalf of the authority. First project is the Taxiway Alpha construct only project. Gail received an email from Mr. Richard Diamond at NHDOT Bureau of Aeronautics indicating they concur with the award of the project, confidential paving, and intend to issue a grant pending fund availability to construct. Construction is not likely this year considering it's a 90-day project, which means if they started today, they'd be paving in December, which is not advisable. So it's looking like a 2024 spring commencement. Recommended actions are please authorize the chairman / manager to execute the grant agreement upon receipt. I don't know if a motion needs to be made for that, but I figured I would ask just in case. Any questions on Taxiway Alpha?
Yeah,
The second project is the rehabilitation of Golf and Foxtrot Ranch. NACOT notified the airport on July 13th that the FAA is close to issuing your BIL AIG funds for the project. At the time, they were expecting a grant award on or about August 2nd, 2023. Per the FAA's website, the grant was issued from the FAA to the state around that time period. We've reached out to NACOT several times to request an update on when the BIL funds might be issued. At this time, we have not received a response. Again, the FAA's website indicates they were issued to the state in early August. So recommended actions, now at this time. Any questions on the golf run project?
So 2 months. 2 months, yeah.
So you get that right, 2 months? Money's in there?
Yeah. Yeah, you heard that correctly.
Okay.
Well, a month.
Well, August 2nd, right?
On or about August 2nd.
Yeah, okay.
We'll find out about from FAA to the
FAA. Yeah. So it's pushing 3 months next week.
2 months.
Two.
Next week.
Two.
Okay. Can I have 6 months?
Can I ask a couple of the other approval
processes
at the
state? Yep. Yeah, once the grant offer is issued and signed, it's going to be sent back to the state. It has to go through the legal review and then governor and executive council. So my hope is to get this reimbursed before the end of the year, but it's all going to depend on whether or not that grant offer comes in.
So are you aware of anything that's holding it up at the state level? Anything particular?
Not to my knowledge.
And that's the one we've sent a communication to the state several times, and they have not responded.
Well, myself, Danny, and Chris have reached out.
And there's been no response.
Great.
Yeah, this is my fault for not looking. I'll say that first. Did the GNC publish an agenda, and would an item like this appear on that? If they do?
It would, once the grant offer has been signed by the airport, it goes back to NHDOT, and then it's their responsibility to get it on the agenda, so that would not be...
Okay, so it hasn't bounced to us yet, but then signature grant. Okay.
Project number three is the relocation of the AWOC and the SAR. The airport has received the FAA reimbursable agreement, and that has been fully funded. Gale contract has been submitted to the NAA solicitation of an IFE. And am I thinking of the correct project? Did we do the IFE on? Yeah, that's already been done.
Yeah.
So we're currently nearing completion of the 30% design document to submit to FAA and DOT for review and comments. Once completed, we'll move on to the 90% design phase. The specifications have been prepared. Danny has done a great job drafting up the plans. I gave him markups this week, so hopefully in the next week or so we can get those submitted to the FAA for their review. They requested about a 14-day review period. Following that, we can move on to 90 and then 100%. Hoping to get this project up to bid January, February timeframe. That way we're set up nicely for the grant application deadline next year. Any questions on the AWOC relocation?
Does this have to happen before the hangars out here go up, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
No. We don't want to have anything impeding the ability of the sensors to detect the weather properly. That being said, if for some reason it is delayed beyond the start of construction, there's still work that can be done to prepare the site without impacting that.
Prepare the site where it's going?
To prepare the hangar place.
Oh, the hangar place, okay.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that this probably doesn't hold up any of the construction going on out here.
So the way we're phasing the actual relocation, three phases. The first is going to be preparation of the site that's going to receive the AWOC.
Okay.
The second will be the trenching from the glide slope shack to the runway. That will require temporary closure of the runway. We wouldn't expect so that the runway has to be open every night once the contractor leaves the site, but there is going to be some equipment that's in the safety area, so you have to shut down the runway for that period of time. I believe it's a 5-day safe. With openings every night. Yep. And then the third phase would be taking the equipment down and relocating it and then demolishing the foundation and pulling all that up. Any other questions on the AWOS project?
Quick question. So, if the AWOS, if the move of the AWOS gets delayed, we can still do some work in preparation for the hangars out here. Maybe, for example, it's like any site work or earthwork that needs to get done.
Yeah,
maybe up to including pouring slabs.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. But obviously, the structures would have to wait.
I would say so. Okay. That's for the sake of the accuracy of the information being broadcast.
Correct. Okay.
The fourth project is the land acquisition. The city attorney and seller's attorney have agreed to language in the purchase and sales agreement. Closing appears to be on schedule. Has the closing actually occurred yet?
No.
Okay. So
is it scheduled?
On schedule for October 3rd, which is the deadline date. So on schedule for an October 3rd deadline. Yep. Sorry, this is Matt's project, not mine, so I'm just reading what he wrote. So actions requested are to execute the necessary documents as recommended by the city council. Any questions? Already been done. Excellent. And the last project is the tower siting study. A project discovery meeting is held on May 5th, but that did not move this month. Gale has revised our scope of work based on comments received from the FAA and HDOT. This may change because we found later on that the phase one environmental site assessment is Gale's responsibility. I have pricing from our sub-consultant. I believe it's $9,600 to evaluate three sites, which would push us just over that $100,000. So once I revise that contract, looks like we will have to go outside the actual. So we will work towards getting that accomplished between now and next month. And again, the overall siting study takes approximately 18 months to complete. The actual study is a 6-month span from commencement to completion. However, due to the backlog of similar studies at other airports, the FAA's lead time for starting a project once agreements are signed and we're on the waiting list is approximately 12 months. So recommended actions, we solicit IFE upon receipt of those documents from Gale. Any questions on the tower siting study? Okay. And under general items, I have the airport's annual CIP meeting. It's been scheduled for the week of September 25th. The meeting will take place on either the 25th or 26th. I did see an email coming late last night. The 25th. So we'll follow up with and Matt sent out the meeting invitation this afternoon. So we are all set there. The one caveat being if there's a quorum of authority members, that meeting needs to be open to the public. So you can do it either way. You just have to make the necessary accommodations.
I will make sure they're in the quorum.
Yeah, generally one of the board of directors attends this weekend.
Who's typically at these meetings from the DOT?
It's usually Carol and Rick.
So Matt, that's it?
And that's all I have for tonight.
Okay. Any additional questions for Nick tonight? Okay. Thank you, Nick. So let's see, brings us to committees. We have no outstanding committees at this time. Old business, Greg Leeson, Infinity Aviation, to speak to hangar development.
Excuse me, Farrell?
I'm sorry?
Is there any way that I think that, if it's okay with you, Mr. Leeson, that we take care of the perimeter place investments business for us, I think that'll go a lot quicker and they won't have to wait around.
Okay, that's fine by me. I'm good with that. So, okay.
So, new business.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Mr. Eve, as well, Mr. Duquette. Thank you. My name is Brad Westgate. I'm a lawyer with Weiner Bennett for Oxford University here in Nashua. And I represent Perimeter Place Investments LLC at Fairfield Columbus Appeal Court here as well. I'm going to address two items, the two matters of communication. I'll try to be brief and compact. They both pertain to arranging for consents to assignments of liens. The first one is somewhat of a housekeeping matter. That's the first letter I sent. Not too long ago, I think earlier this year, the authority, you folks, extended Perimeter Place Investment LLC's lease of 114 Perimeter Road to 2047. After that, I was asked by Mr. Fuco and his colleagues to put together a purchase and sale agreement for the sale of that property. In so doing, I noticed that, doing title work, that there really had been a sort of a housekeeping gap relative to the assignment of liens from what was initially Perimeter Place Trust to ultimately Perimeter Place Investments LLC, the current LLP, pardon me, the current leaseholder and owner of the building. So what I did was I prepared a letter to Mrs. Clancy, explain that background, and I prepared a sort of confirmatory assignment instrument, which would make clear that whatever had previously happened relative to assignments up to that point are clarified, and that the board, this commission, consented to the assignments running up to Perimeter Place Investments LLP, so that the assignment consents match the extension of the lease that did involve Perimeter Place Investments LLP as the party to make that all consistent. There was an original draft of a document to try to do that, but it called for Perimeter Place Trust to confirm its assignment to Perimeter Place Investment LLP. The Perimeter Place Trust actually had been dissolved many years ago, so that entity doesn't exist and it therefore can't assign something. But it had effectively assigned the lease by way of deeds and conveyances of the real estate previously. So there's two documents before you on that that are in my letter. One is the assignment and assumption itself that Mr. Fuqua has already signed. The other is a motion that I prepared in which I would respectfully ask you to consider officially granting the chair the authority to sign the confirmatory instrument. So that's kind of the housekeeping step to get proper chain of title, if you will, into Perimeter Place Investments LLP relative to its current lease. The second step pertains to the potential sale to East Point Properties LLC. So Perimeter Place has entered into a purchase and sale agreement with East Point Properties to sell 114 Perimeter Road, and also as part of that assign its rights under the lease. As I understand it, East Point Properties, I believe, is a known quantity to the commission. The deal, of course, is subject to the proper consent by the commission to the assignment of lease. I prepared a proposed motion that you may wish to consider to again authorize, even consent to that transfer, that the assignment of lease from Perimeter Place to East Point Properties, and give the chairman authority to sign the necessary consent document. I didn't presume to prepare the assignment instrument as well yet, because obviously it's a matter for you to consider. I did on the housekeeping one because one had already been before you, but I thought it needed to be clarified and more appropriately referenced the party's personnel. Sorry. In a nutshell, that's the story. I brought extra copies of the proposed motions just to hand out if it was something you wanted to consider. And I'm happy to answer any questions. Also, I should just mention that Ken Gonzalo of East Point Properties is in attendance as well. Thank you.
Thank you. So, our master of motion.
Good night, everybody. All right, so
for the motion that the Nash Airport Authority confirm its consent to assignments of lease by and between the Nash Airport Authority and Perimeter Road Associates Incorporated, dated July 13, 1987, the term of which has been extended through April 20, 2047, including without limitation, all assignments initially running from Perimeter Road Associates Incorporated through and currently to the Perimeter Place Investment LLP, that the Chairman of the Nash Airport Authority be and hereby is authorized to execute all documents necessary or desirable to evidence such consent and confirmation of the funds.
Yes.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any discussion on this motion? And I agree that this looks like a housekeeping issue. And
thank you for doing that.
Thank you for helping us clean that up. I see no reason to vote.
So you need to
second it. Yes, okay. Good motion. So, all those in favor of the motion, as Joe read it a moment ago, I won't read the whole thing. Please say aye.
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 Okay, and that motion carries.
Okay. Second motion. Thanks again for preparing this for us. Put forward a motion that Nash Airport Authority consent to the assignment of the lease by and between the Nash Airport Authority and Perimeter Road Associates Incorporated dated July 13, 1987, last assigned to Perimeter Place Investments LLP to East Point Properties LLC, or as assigned that the Chairman of the Nash Airport Authority be and hereby is authorized to execute all documents necessary or desirable to have in such consent to the assignment of such lease.
Okay.
Just a clarification. One of the, I know it's a standard language in many of these real estate assignments. I'm not sure that we usually have a or it's assigned in our lease assignments, because what we want to do is make sure that those were to, you know, East Point LLC, not somebody that they happen to assign it to. I think it needs to be specific to that. What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, that's a point well taken. I'll look to Mr. Self, but I believe that East Point Properties LLC is the party that will take title.
Okay. So
if the assigned language is, could
you
start?
Can we strike that
yes,
at least?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be great. Thank you.
So the motion would be to amend the statement of Perimeter Place Investments LLP to East Point Properties LLC, or the signs to simply read to East Point Properties LLC.
Right, to strike that over to side.
Okay, any further discussion on the motion? Okay.
We didn't
hear that. Okay. So, all those in favor of approving the motion as read by Joe and as just amended a moment ago, please say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't know if you wanted to process the first one's assignment now, or could you all do that in your own due course?
Well, we can do it now.
If you want, I'll have to do it happily recorded, or you mentioned it. You should have duplicate originals in my letter.
I
brought extras too.
Right?
He signed the one that I sent you, but not these two extras.
Oh, if I have the two at the office, I can do that.
Then you're doing this to what? Okay. All right. Why don't I just let you all do that so you get on with your team? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Welcome again to East Point. Okay, so we're going to circle back to Fred Nissan, Affinity Aviation, to discuss hangar development.
Good evening. Greg Nissan, Affinity. For the record, my update comes in the form of a request. So,
had it up tonight.
So as everyone knows, we have been waiting for certain things to take place before we could find a lease and make the formal request. So I am hereby making that request. working with Yale Associates, we've defined the land area that the building will be on. You already have a contract?
Yes.
I gave it 11 by 17.
Oh, they have to, perfect.
But yeah, color it, so they have to.
I colored it too.
Wait, I didn't get it. Can I borrow the crayon?
So the request is very simple. I know you guys have established the meter rate. We were waiting for the definition of where this land was. You'll notice that is larger than what we had originally intended, and the reason for that is because we want to make sure that we secure. If you go way back when we were first here to make the request, we wanted to put a large facility in, you know, the boneyard, if you want to call it. And so we want to make sure that we still have that opportunity to develop the same size facility we wanted to, and that extra little piece gives it to us. The building will probably come in perpendicular to the ones that we're going to construct. Obviously, that'll all be based on when the game lot gets moved, you know, all that site work, you know, how we're going to deal with the life cycle of the tower, and so on and so forth. So that'll end up being kind of phase two, the original phase one, which is the, you know, 60 to 70,000 square feet that will be just adjacent to this building, is really where we're going to start. Because we can, and Nikki can stop me if I'm wrong, I think we can probably get half of that in place with the AWOS right where he is. I could be wrong. Right? So that'll, you know, even if the AWOS drag, we can still construct this facility and then just, you know, do the site work, as you said, for everything else as needed, but we'll be able to put in the much needed first building.
So what I'm seeing here is that in the earlier proposals, my understanding was that there was your facility here and then a nice down there.
Yeah.
And that was a spot with a piece in the middle that was available. But whereas now what you're saying is there is no more piece in the middle.
Correct.
You're taking that piece.
Correct.
Basically. Okay.
Yeah. And so in working with Gail, that's how we established that line, because we know what his development was. Interestingly enough, to solve issues with parking and parking lots, this actually works out pretty well, because one of the dilemmas was where we're going to stick a parking lot. So,
sure.
So actually putting a parking lot between the two facilities in this layout actually is ideal, because as you know, we can't put a parking lot on the other side of the road.
So that's kind of it in a nutshell. You know, they've
we understand that those flat logs and that square footage is an estimate. It's all going to be at the mercy of what the city planner has defined the tax lot as. So I guess my request here this evening is to simply approve the lease with, you know, the final lot lines to be defined by the city, because we don't really have the authority. I don't know how we do that. I did actually try my crack at a motion. You can laugh at it, or you can read it, or...
Do we have a lease language?
Yeah, so the lease...
Well, yeah.
I'll give it to you. Let me talk. So my understanding about the lease...
Chris,
you jump in here. My understanding is that the lease language is established with you guys. So really, the only thing that was missing was the definition of...
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's no lease that we can approve right now. We can
I guess what I'm saying is approve the creation of the lease.
We can approve.
I'll just read what wrote them.
Sure.
And one more thing, because he needs to go to planning
right,
to have this all delineated with planning, so we have to pre-approve the lease.
Yeah.
And go to them with the meets and bonds that Gail has created.
Right.
And
Do I just prove it without at least for standard NA lease language, something like that? So what do you think?
Okay, so I wrote for the adoption of a land lease for Incendi Aviation Group LLC for approximately 231,400 square feet of land with lot lines approximated as illustrated on Gail Associates drawing number LL-1 with final lot lines to be defined by the city planning office.
Okay. Yeah, and the assertion that we have lease language in place.
Yes.
Okay.
And this MISO lime green footprint is pretty much is on top. It covers up the green space leases that are already in place. Is that what I'm understanding?
Green space.
The adjacent lots that we just recovered from the snow.
Over there.
With the addition of out onto the ramp.
So this will basically supersede the other leases that the school used
correct.
To have.
And that's why we have to go to the city. We can't just
right.
swap them because it's getting larger.
So those are going to be superseded by this?
Correct.
Okay. That makes sense.
And again, as we've spoken in the past, with Greg, myself, and the board, you know, and Gale Associates, we did our best to maximize the use of all the land out here.
Sure.
So we didn't end up with vacant, unusable lots. The minor vacancy between these is for parkings that we need for these two hangars anyway.
That's fine.
Like Greg explained, it helped.
Where was the original spot that wasn't filled? Was it in between?
It was in between the two parcels, those two up here, there on the right
basically
side.
In front of Greg's initial proposed parcel, and then all the way over to an ice building.
Yeah.
Right. It would be kind of a funny shaped version of that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to get a copy of that drawing for our.
I got it.
So I'm assuming.
So just go on that motion. If we can't approve the lease, we can essentially reserve or authorize.
Yeah, so the whole idea is to basically take those lots off the market.
Right, so.
And make sure that Greg has the ability to, has reserved that area.
Well, I think, can't we authorize the lease based on the subject to the, what the city comes up with for the exact meets and bounds based on our current lease terms, the 2020, and at the rate of the 29.5 cents per square foot, something to that effect.
Standard land lease.
Right.
I just want to say the adoption of a standard NA land lease per, I'm not sure you said the right word there, but, land lease, right? For infinity, blah, 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 blah.
So on that subject, to take that thought further, I mean, my assumption is that we're going to be off back here again. You guys are going to have to,
we're going to actually be approving the actual lease. Right now, we're, I guess, reserving the lease.
So let me ask this question. I think it's your question.
Yeah.
I actually have two questions. First, does the lease just cover the footprint of the building, or
it goes up the standard?
Does it cover the parking lot?
Does it cover the parking lot? I mean, you lease the parking lot?
Yeah.
Or the deal?
Yeah, it's the whole thing. It's the whole, whole footprint.
And the next thing, I think historically, and this would just be housekeeping, historically the Airport Authority has said, okay, we'll reserve this lot for you for 12 months and put a timer in. Which is probably just a formality.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is I agree with you, that's usually what happens if for a lot, but there's no lot yet. That's the problem. What we are is giving Greg the right to get that lot approved, you want to put some words in here, Nick?
Yeah, is it acceptable for the authority to make a motion to execute a land lease pending finalization of the language with city council or city assessor's office?
I think that's the intent of your write-up.
Which is pretty much what you read.
Let me be very clear about what I'm actually looking for, just to be sure. I'm looking for the lease.
Right.
But I understand that there's rules about what you can and cannot do, right? So I'm trying to figure out how do we establish the lease.
Okay.
With my understanding, that the lat lines defined in the lease may get shifted by the city. I get that. I know that. I don't know how we address that in the lease.
I think that motion probably covers it.
Now, is that a predecessor to getting the city to define those lat lines? Like, if you go to the city and go, so you need a mechanism to be able to compel the city
in the final
line.
And Joe, it's more than that, too. Because there's lenders involved.
Right.
So I got a whole bunch of stories I'm telling at this point.
And I'm running out of them.
So it's both city and it's, the fiduciary.
Liberty, acceptable to say, make a motion to enter a land lease agreement with Affinity Aviation in the approximate area shown here pending finalization.
I think that's what that says.
Yeah, I think we're just noodling around the notion of the fact that there's no physical lease yet, because there's no physical lot yet, but you need the lease to physically define the lot.
We can authorize the development of a lease pending the final pending the approval of this.
And I think what he's saying is you need more than a.
The city does.
The city needs a lease.
They need an approved.
They need an approved lease to do this.
They need an approved lease and to be very, again, to be very direct. A document that's not signed and endorsed.
No,
it doesn't help.
All right, so why don't we do that? Why don't we draft up a lease that looks a lot like the land leases that we've always had? And simply, and we can put in the meets and bounds subject to any adjustments that may be made by the city.
With an amendment would be my recommendation.
Right.
Okay. And we can even put a line, cut the language right underneath, in the lease, put language right underneath, this might be adjusted as per the amendment.
That's what it happens.
So, Greg, my question to you is, are you going to be adversely affected if we don't vote on this until next month?
Mm. Yes, you will.
Yes.
I'd like to get it to the city ASAP.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, we've been.
But we don't have a lot number to assign.
I think the point is that we have
drawings.
We pretend
blank.
Yeah.
We can refer to this.
Okay.
I would say I like the idea of referring to this LL1.
Yeah, why LL1 is defined here.
Right.
And then put a blurb in there that said it's subject to adjustment for the city approval.
Yeah. Yep. Let's do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So whatever that motion was.
Because if that language is in the lease, I'm signing off. But yeah, I know.
We're
just going to go with what Greg wrote. I think that's fair. I think it's simple. Right. I think it covers what he needs. I don't think there's anything.
So read it again.
Okay, so before the motion that approves the adoption of a land lease for Infinity Indies Group LLC for approximately 231,400 square feet of land with lot lines approximated as illustrated in Gale Associates drawing number LL-1 with final lot lines to be defined by the Nashville City Planning Office.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the motion as read by Joe?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion is carried.
So,
I don't know if this needs to be an agenda item, it does need to be next month, but I'd like to make the same motion on behalf of my aviation for a land lease of 118,000 square feet.
Can we draw it?
It's old business, too.
I'm sorry, but you know,
he's the representative.
We're on the contract.
Yeah.
So same thing, just are we good with that?
Yeah.
What's their name? Is it NI Aviation?
I think for the record, we need, the motion read.
Right.
And second.
So is that NI Aviation LLC?
Well, let's make sure.
We don't always put in your motion on the wrong thing.
Yes, ANAI Aviation. There's no LLC on this drawing. But
just go to NAI Aviation.
Okay.
Forget the subject. Okay. So we're going to put forth a motion that for the adoption of a land lease for a NAI Aviation. For approximately 118,800 square feet of land with lot lines approximated as illustrated on Gale Associates drawing number LL-1 with final lot line to be defined by the Nashville City Planning Office.
Yeah, I'll second that one too.
Okay, any further discussion on the denial motion? Okay, I'll take that as a no. All those in favor of the denial motion as read by Joe?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay. So, to Dave's earlier question, actually getting it done, physically, that's what you're going to do tomorrow?
Well, we
could come in on Thursday or Friday to sign this thing. Friday would be a little bit better since I have that day off.
We know where to find you.
So, okay, so upcoming events. Chris has already discussed Wheels and Wings for September 23. That brings us to director's comments. I'll start with Joe.
No comments. Good to see everybody. Not so lonely this one.
Yeah, I'm impressed by the pack house today. Thank you all for coming and spending part of your evening with us.
Hopefully it was entertaining for you as it was for us.
And I'll let Dave continue with his comments.
Thanks a lot. So this has been a great meeting. I'm so happy that we finally got to the point where, you know, the projects are now able to go full speed ahead. I am concerned about the AWAS a little bit. I'm not sure that doesn't get in the way. But barring that, this is all good stuff for the airport.
Dave, I will mention, and I think Nick can concur, that the group of engineers that we met with on the siting study were a very eager bunch of engineers that they're chomping at the bit to get this done.
Oh, we have engineers that are
eager. And the lady that is running the project, she's actually based on Northeastern Boulevard here in Nashua.
Yep.
So it's a hometown project for her, and they were very enthusiastic, so I don't anticipate delays on the part of that team, at least. Nick?
No. They have been very responsive. They've gotten us some... The AWAS here is sort of a non-standard installation in that it was an ASOC that was converted to an AWAS 2 at some point in the past, so the installation details we have from the as-built sort of deviate from what the FAA is looking for, so they had to give us a couple of other plan sets from Zirconia, maybe some other New Hampshire airports, to sort of give us a good indication of how the sensor array should be set up. So we received those 3-4 weeks ago now, and that allowed us to start on the design. So things are moving, they're moving forward pretty quickly. I'm just hoping that we have a good understanding of where the FAA's responsibility stops and the contractors begin. The rule of thumb has been at the top of the foundation. From there up, FAA has their own equipment installed. But there's breakways and sea channel frames that house all of their equipment that needs to get installed as well. So that should all get flushed out during the design of the project.
Great. So I switched public input from director's comments. Public input, as we get ready to close out the meeting tonight. Yes, what?
I have another question. I think Chris hinted at this. What's the new status with the group?
No. Sue no longer has any interest in this airport.
So this building is now the airport authority?
Yes.
Thank you. That answers the question.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay, I will accept the motion to adjourn.
Go for the motion to adjourn.
Yeah. I'll second that. Okay. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Thank you.